Good morning and welcome. And welcome to the season of Lent. So if you notice, the language has really changed. We are in Rite 1, so you might actually need to read or to pay attention as we are praying. I invite you to mute as we sing together our opening hymn number 143, The Glory of These 40 Days. We continue with the confession found on page 41 in the Book of Common Prayer or in your new booklet. Dearly beloved, we have come together in the presence of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and our salvation. And so that we may prepare ourselves in heart and mind to worship him, let us kneel in silence and with penitent and obedient heart confess our sins, that we may obtain forgiveness by his infinite goodness and mercy. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Spare thou those who confess their faults, those who are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy holy name. Amen.
Amen.
The almighty and merciful Lord grant you absolution and remission of all your sins, true repentance, and the amendment of life, and the grace and consolation of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
O Lord, open thou our lips,
and our mouth
shall forth thy praise.
Glory to the Father, to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
The psalm for this morning is Psalm 25. It can be found on your insert. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, my God, and I put my trust in you.
Let me not be humiliated, nor let my enemies triumph over me.
Let none who look to you be put to shame.
Let the treacherous be disappointed in their schemes.
Show me your ways, O Lord.
And teach me your paths.
Lead me your truth and teach me.
For you are the God of my salvation, and you have I trusted all day long.
Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love.
For they are from everlasting.
Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions.
Remember me according to your law, and for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
Gracious and upright is the Lord.
Therefore he teaches sinners in his way.
He guides the humble in doing right.
And teaches his way to the lowly.
All the paths of the Lord are love and faithfulness.
To those who keep his covenant and his testimonies.
Our first reading is from the book of Genesis. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I'm establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is a sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant, and I have established between me and all the flesh that is on the earth." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We will say together Canticle 14, the Song of Penitence. It can be found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 90 or in your booklet. O Lord and ruler and of the host of heaven, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all of your righteous offspring. You made the heavens and the earth with all their vast array. All things quake with fear at your presence. They tremble because of your power.
But your merciful mercy surpasses all our minds can fathom.
O Lord, you are full of compassion, long-suffering, and abounding in mercy.
You hold back your hand.
You do not punish what we deserve.
And your
The second reading is from 1 Peter. Christ suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water and baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you. Not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to mute as we sing together our sequence hymn number 150, 40 Days and 40 Nights.
To St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. The voice came from heaven. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. And the Spirit immediately drove him into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. After John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news, the gospel of the Lord."
Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So you may have heard or you may have said, eat your veggies and you can have dessert, or finish your homework and you can have screen time. Or you have heard, brush and floss every day and you'll have no cavities, or work very, very hard for 45 years and you will have a wonderful retirement. We hear and make lots of promises all the time. And if you listen to TV or even live streaming or radio, you hear ads all the time that are making promises. But what we know is that they break their promises, we break our promises. So it's, even if we don't intend to, we say things like, "I'll only have one," or "I'll start tomorrow." But in this season of Lent, we're invited to once again rein it back and look at our lives with fresh eyes. So we start with this first Sunday of Lent in the book of Genesis and the very familiar story of Noah. So we remember that it rained and rained for 40 days and Noah made his ark and all of his neighbors were laughing at him. And he gathered all the creatures of the earth and of the sea and the sky, and he, male and female, he gathered them and he put them on the ark two by two, put all the animals on the ark, and he and his family got on the ark and the earth flooded and all people were destroyed. And we remember he let out the dove, and when the dove came back with the olive branch, he knew that in another 40 days, the earth would be dry. And when Noah and his sons got off the ark, this is the story we hear today. And the story we hear today is that God is making a covenant with Noah and his sons. And this is an unconditional covenant, one that doesn't have conditions, not like eat your veggies and you'll get dessert. But this is true for all time, for all people. And God said to Noah, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many came out of the ark. And I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off from the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God then set a bow in the clouds to remind himself, to remind God, that he is going to keep this covenant forever with all creatures of the earth, humans, animals of the earth, the sea, the air. But that's not the first covenant that God makes. God's first covenant was with Abraham, at that time Abram. And God said to Abram, "I will make you a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you." And if you remember, God said to Abram that he will make his descendants as numerous as the stars of the sky and of the sea on the sand, the sand on the sea. The third covenant that God made was with David and the people of Israel. And what God said to David and the people of Israel is that he would send a Messiah in the line of David. And this covenant would be forever. You see, God made covenants with key people throughout salvation history. And they were always unconditional. This is what I'm going to do for you and for all the people. But God also made seven promises in the Old Testament, promises that he keeps, even though we have trouble keeping promises. God promises that I will be with you. God promises I will protect you. God promises that I will be your strength. I will answer you. I will provide for you. I will give you peace. I will always love you. And those, my friends, are no matter what. No matter what, God will be with us, protect us, be our strength, answer us, provide for us, give us peace, and love us. We say never again, but when God says never again, it means never again. So we come to the season of Lent, and we come to today's gospel reading, and we say, how is this covenant, the covenant of Jesus, different than the covenant of God? How is this any different from what we've heard before? And we start out with the Gospel of Mark, and Mark just rushes through. There are no frills to this story. Jesus goes, he gets baptized, he comes up. The God says to him, you are my son, my beloved. With you, I am well pleased. The Spirit pushes him out into the wilderness where he is tempted by the devil and angels watch over him. And then he goes to Galilee to start his ministry. Six verses and it just the whole. And if that's all you knew about Jesus, it would be hard to say, well, this is the guy I want to follow. But one of the questions I always have is, why did he have to go to the wilderness? Why did the Spirit send him out there? Why was he tempted by the devil? And I think in part because when we're going on that journey with Jesus, when we are amending our lives, when we are planning what's the next thing in our lives, to have this time away, to have these 40 days to fast, to pray, to ponder, to ask, is a good thing. And yes, we are tempted. Every time we go off by ourselves, we are tempted. But then to remember also that the angels are with us. And in part, Jesus goes to the wilderness in preparation for his ministry, but in part so that he knows what it means as a human being to suffer. He walks with us, we walk with him. He knows our hunger, our thirst, our temptations, our suffering. And he is there with us every step of the way. But what he does is says something a little bit different. At the end of this passage, he says the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. His promise is conditional. We have to repent and we have to believe in the good news, and then we become co-creators with God. Then we become co-creators of the kingdom of heaven. Then we live out God's promises here on earth for all people, all nations, for all time. Because Jesus' promises, unlike ours, lasts forever. But there is that expectation that we do it because we believe in him. We believe in the good news and we follow him. On Ash Wednesday, I invited you to pick up your backpack and follow Jesus through the wilderness for these 40 days to Jerusalem and to the cross. And I asked you to consider wisely what you're putting in that backpack. Is it everything in life, or are you ready to put down a few things to lighten your load, to make your mind freer, to listen to Jesus, to hear Jesus, and to follow him? And I always find comfort from Romans 5:8, but God proves his love, for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So why do we do it? Because God loved us so much that he sent his son for us, to show us how to live in this world, to show us how to keep those promises, to show us how to bring forth the kingdom of God. So in the season of Lent, as we pick up our cross, as we walk through the wilderness with Jesus, remembering this invitation, this promise that God will be with us and God will save. Amen. I invite you into a minute of silence. I invite you to join me in reaffirming our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed found on page 54 in the Book of Common Prayer or in your new handout. And just a reminder that it is right one, so you may need to actually read it today. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sat at the right hand of God, Father Almighty.
I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the Holy 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 Church, the Holy
common prayer or on your insert. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father,
Lord, in heaven,
O Lord, save thy people and bless thine inheritance.
Govern and lift them up forever.
Day by day we magnify thee.
And we worship thy name, world without end.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this day without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, let thy mercy be upon us.
As our trust is in thee.
O Lord, in thee have I trusted.
Let me never be confounded.
Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly and help us who are assaulted by many temptations, and as you know, the weakness of each of us. Let each one find you mighty to save through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of thy Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessings through our worship of thee that the days to come may be spent in thy favor through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty and ever-living God, by whose Spirit the whole body of thy faithful people is governed and sanctioned, receive our supplications and prayers, which we offer before thee for all members of thy holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and godly serve thee through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
People can be found on page 329 or on your insert. The response after each verse is, Lord, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ Church and the world. Almighty and ever-living God, who in thy holy word has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all those who do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. Lord, hear our prayer. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially to our priests, Lynn and Gary, Bishop Singh, and Bishop Michael Curry, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life.
Lord, hear our prayers.
We beseech thee also so to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that rejoicing in thy whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. And this morning, we especially pray for Don M., John B., Jim L., Ray, Dick, Amanda and Billy, Bob R., Carol, Bonnie, Carson, Ann, Laura, Ashlyn, Betty, Bob, Jerry, Julie and Ben, Cheryl, Jean, Nicole, Brian, Cheryl, Eliza Jane and family, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta. We also pray for Pam, Colleen, Steve, the food pantry, our students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed in this life and faith and fear, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service and to grant us grace so to follow the good example of Saint James and all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom.
Richard. And these are prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with the general thanksgiving found on page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer or in your handout. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world, by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace, for the great glory. And we pray, give us
an awareness of your mercy, truly thankful for our lives, and 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 our lives
to, Lord, who throughout these 40 days. Down before the Lord. Grant, Almighty God, that your people may recognize their weakness and put their whole trust in your strength, so that they may rejoice forever in the protection of your loving providence through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.